Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, December 6, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The White House Chief of Staff says the press is treating Joe Biden worse than Donald Trump. CNN whacks Chris Cuomo. The number of traditional families in America falling to historic lows. Did COVID kill the movie industry? Also ahead, Forrest Gump has some advice for Joe Biden. But first, President Biden's Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, promoting a Washington Post article claiming the press treats his boss worse than Donald Trump. The far-left author who wrote it used artificial intelligence to analyze media coverage, which may be a mistake. He asserts news outlets publish more negative stories about Mr. Biden than his predecessor. Accurate studies show 59% of broadcasts about Joe Biden are positive. 4 years ago, 90% of all stories about Donald Trump were negative. Sorry to disturb the Washington Post with facts. CNN axes Chris Cuomo, the host of the highest-rated program on the network's primetime lineup, which is a very weak primetime lineup. New documents reveal Cuomo was directly involved in mounting a public defense of his brother, Governor Andrew Cuomo, amid allegations of misconduct. Chris Cuomo failed to inform the audience of that. CNN says Chris Cuomo didn't tell them either. That is very hard to believe. The number of U.S. households with married parents raising children falling to record lows. New data from the Census Bureau confirms just 18% of American homes contain a so-called nuclear family. That's the fewest since 1959 and a 40% drop since 1970. The fastest growing family category, single parents with children. Americans hesitant to return to the movie theater, while people are visiting restaurants, gyms, and casinos in pre-pandemic numbers, folks are avoiding the cinema. Poll from Axios says half of the movie-going audience no longer watches in theaters. When asked what would bring viewers back to the movies, a majority say two things: better seats, cheaper popcorn. In a moment, Forrest Gump and Joe Biden. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Remember the movie Forrest Gump starring Tom Hanks? The key line in the film was, "Stupid is as stupid does." Well, Mr. Gump might be a bit perplexed by the policies of the Biden administration. I hesitate to use the word stupid, but Forrest might not be. Name calling in general is tedious, boring, but sometimes the situation can only be described with a solid insult. Thus, stupid is in play. Watching President Biden is now almost a full-time job for me, but I don't want to mimic the media Trump haters who bashed the 45th president nonstop. That was corrupt and hurt this country dramatically. With Joe Biden, I feel a mixture of sadness and anger. He is damaging America faster than any other president before him. Recent Trafalgar poll shows that we, the people, know that. Mr. Biden's job approval rating stands at 36%, a disaster by any measure. My sadness comes because Joe Biden is a diminished man. I believe he is not in control of the executive branch and is growing mentally weaker every day. Of course, I could be wrong, but the evidence is on my side. A few stark examples of President Biden's inexplicable decision-making. What did he think was going to happen when he opened the southern border during a vicious pandemic to anyone who asked for asylum? Did he not understand that millions of foreign nationals would show up here, some with COVID? Mr. Biden has never explained that decision. What did the president think would happen when he attacked the American gas and oil industry? Did he believe shutting pipelines and imposing regulations would lead to price stability in the energy markets? Now Americans are getting hammered financially, paying far more for gas and oil. He says it's just temporary. Maybe he's predicting a Trump reelection. How about Afghanistan? Did the commander-in-chief think by cutting and running that something positive would happen? U.S. weapons worth billions fell into the hands of the Taliban. More than 1,000 homicidal terrorists were set free from Bagram prison. One of them murdered 18 Americans just days later. President Biden told the world his Afghan strategy was excellent. Finally, crime. The progressive left controls Biden and its policies of no bail, far fewer prosecutions, and demonizing the police have directly led to the murders of thousands of Americans. You are not safe in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, and many other big cities. The street violence is shocking. Has President Biden addressed that in any meaningful way? No, he has not. Forrest Gump nailed it with his mantra, stupid is as stupid does. For a moment, put aside the insulting word and just analyze Joe Biden's policies. What would you call them? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 48 years ago today, Gerald Ford became the first vice president in U.S. history to be installed under the 25th Amendment of the Constitution. His oath of office came as President Richard Nixon desperately tried to survive the spiraling Watergate scandal. Here is the story. Less than a year before Nixon's resignation, Vice President Spiro Agnew was the first VP to resign in disgrace. Agnew served as governor of Maryland in 1967. He was selected by Nixon as his running mate a few months later. The two were elected in 68, then reelected in 72. By the following spring, the entire White House was embroiled in the Watergate fiasco. A U.S. attorney also uncovered a pay-to-play scheme involving lucrative construction contracts during Agnew's tenure as governor of Maryland. After months of proclaiming his innocence, Spiro Agnew resigned on October 10, 1973. He eventually pleaded no contest to federal income tax evasion, which means he admitted to being a crook. Under the process outlined by the 25th Amendment to the Constitution, President Nixon was instructed to fill the vacant office of the vice president by nominating a candidate who then had to be approved by both the Senate and the House. His choice? Michigan Congressman Gerald Ford. Popular among his colleagues, the Senate voted to confirm him 92-3. The House also voted to approve Ford 387-35. So he became the 40th vice president of the United States on this day in 1973. And here's something else you might not know. The vote to confirm Ford was seen by lawmakers as a unique opportunity to choose the next president. Members of both parties suspected Nixon would soon resign. They were right. Just weeks after being sworn in, the White House chief of staff called Ford with the following message, quote, "A new Watergate tape will be released Monday, prepare for the presidency, which Ford did. However, 3 years later, he lost to Jimmy Carter. Now this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.